are listening to the McCarthy Project live from Minnesota, where we have been attacking life and sports since 2001.
Stephen McCarthy, and I am joined today by Lindsay Berg, and we've just been chatting about the summer and her coming up here for some summer camps and some clinics. How are you doing today, Lindsay?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. I think it's been a fun run when I look back to the first time when I contacted you almost a couple years ago and had you come on our podcast for the first time, and it always has been a very experience, a very joyous experience, because I think you have a lot of information and a lot of unique insight and unique ideas that are not taught today. You know, I think a lot of kids today are being taught that the system is everything, and if they just do their job, everything will work out just fine. And they really miss a lot of things that you talk about. And one of the things I asked before you came on the air was, what is your philosophy, and how have you, and what's your, like, your viewpoint on volleyball and how you look at it differently than others?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because we've talked about this just personally, me and you, often. And it pretty much comes down to that I don't really have a philosophy. I can't sit there and say, this is how you are definitely going to be successful if you take this route, or you won't with this route, or mentally you have to be like this, or physically you have to have this body type. My whole story has not necessarily been the opposite of what some other successful volleyball players have done in their career, but I've definitely had to figure out ways to be successful that were not necessarily ones that people would think would be the way to the top. And just some examples, you know, fortunately I started playing when I was very young and had a love for the game in Hawaii. So obviously my experience and when I started gives me a little, you know, gave me a little head start to other volleyball players that maybe started when they were 13 or 14. I did start around between 8 and 10. And, you know, that gave me great experience, and sometimes it can be a positive or a negative of having to play so long in your life. You can get worn out, but I had that love in Hawaii, and that was the start of it. And I think it is the start of loving what you're doing, the experience and the number of times that you actually are touching the ball. I used to just kill myself in the gym and beg my dad to go into the gym, and I really just became one with volleyball and was able to control that. So I'd say if I had to have a philosophy, one would be to, it is experience and it is how much you do touch the ball. Something else that really was huge to me is I just had this passion and heart that can't say not a lot of people have, but it's hard to find these days. And it's something that I just wouldn't give up. I wouldn't care what other people said about me if I was so-called the fat, slow volleyball player that I got called my whole career. That gave me more will, more power to want to go out there and prove them wrong. And that really came truly from my heart. And I just wanted to be the best I could be. I wanted to make the people around me the best that they could be and have a good time and motivate and lead. And really, that was truly what got me to the top.
Amazing. I'm going to just pick out three or four things, because one of the things I think that you mentioned the most is that you were literally called names, and that why are you trying to this, you know, and one of the things that I've realized as well in my life is that so many people will quit along the way when they had so much more talent because they didn't build this love and this foundation piece, which will bring you through the tough times and bring you through the good times and won't get you too high, won't get you too low. And I think that's the thing, that you planted that seed 2 years ago, and the love of the game is the premium thing that not very many people have. And if we could find a way to teach that, I think, Lindsay, we would be far and away. I think kids would come in droves, because I think that's the essence of what kids are missing today. They're doing it because they're supposed to, not because they love it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think it does come down to that these sports nowadays, not only volleyball, get so intense for these young athletes at such a young age. Yes, I did start very young, but I also played three sports all the way until I went to college. And I did so many different things and really found that, okay, well, it ends up that I love volleyball and the love for that. And I think that's missing right now in our system, that kids are committing to one sport so early in life that they aren't seeing the other things out there and really developing and knowing that, okay, well, this is why I love this sport and I do have this love for this sport, instead it being pressured for them to love the sport.
Yes. All right. You're just going to have everybody, you have to come out and get more information. That's all I got to say. If you, I have been bitten by the love bug. Let's just put it that way. Because when you look and you talk about these things to young people, their eyes seem to light up because they really do have a love for volleyball, but it's been pushed over and like I say, with all these things that we briefly talked about. But Lindsay's going to be coming up to Minnesota here in July. I recommend everybody get in touch with our website, themccarthyproject.com, and get registered and come enjoy a great time hearing about how you can go about success, not the same way as everybody else, but in your own way.